guys, welcome to the podcast, your daily technology flash. I am your host Martin, and I am here today with three experts on artificial intelligence, Daniel, Matthias and Jona. Today we are here to talk about the new technology in the field of artificial intelligence that has been created in China and even caused the stock market in the United States to fluctuate for 2 days. At first, Jona is going to give you some facts about it.
I'm Jona. This new technology is called DeepSeek, but what even is DeepSeek? The Hangzhou DeepSeek Artificial Intelligence Basic Technology Research & Co. Ltd. was founded on 17th of July in 2023, which is roughly 18 months ago. The founder is Lian Wenfeng, and he has a team of below 200 employees. The company claimed it only cost them around $6 million to train the artificial intelligence, which is relatively low compared to the $100 million that ChatGPT claimed. OpenAI said it is because they only used a tenth of the computer power, but still achieved a similar result like ChatGPT. ChatGPT also claimed they hadn't used any NVIDIA chips, but later it was revealed that that was a lie, and they had used the chips even though there were restrictions on chips used to train AI that shouldn't be shipped to China, but they eventually did ship them to China over Singapore. And like Martin already said, it had a severe damage on the market because it caused all major tech firms to crash because they realized, well, maybe the Chinese have built a new artificial intelligence significantly cheaper than ours. For instance, NVIDIA, before it was revealed that actually NVIDIA chips were used, crashed 17% market valuation in a single day. That was about 600 billion market cap. Also, DeepSeek topped the App Store charts in its first day on release.
Okay, I'll tell you a bit more about the comparison between ChatGPT and DeepSeek. To understand the main differences between them, you have to get to know more on how they work at first. ChatGPT creates its results by taking the information from one general unit, which holds the whole database of ChatGPT. DeepSeek instead uses multiple separate units, which are divided in, for example, math, poem writing, programming, or animating sections. This contributes to a faster and oftentimes more accurate response than ChatGPT can provide. Furthermore, these units oftentimes use more professional sources and convince with more precise details, but the user has to know that it's under the control of the Chinese government, which means its answers on political questions are very confused or simply not right. But Daniel will tell you something more about that. ChatGPT users, on one side, profit from a better multitasking and easier handling, because the American AI is able to answer multiple questions in one prompt. This can be a big advantage in case you don't really know what to look for and just need to get an idea or a quick overview of something. On the other side, DeepSeek is more recommended to coder who use AI for programming purposes or technical researchers, like scientists who have to get a quick overview on new studies or the latest scientific papers. Lastly, DeepSeek is totally free and even open sourced. ChatGPT isn't open sourced and you can use it for free, but there are still some functions you have to pay for. I think it's good to have both of these AIs, and the market allows you to be creative and you can decide whether you want to use ChatGPT or DeepSeek. You have the most advantage of that, and I think it's a good thing.
That sounds like both AIs are great in their own fields. But what about one of the most important things nowadays, when cybercrimes aren't really a rarity? Can the provider guarantee that your data is stored securely?
So, okay, I'm Daniel, and about data privacy. DeepSeek is very transparent with the collection and usage of user data. It saves data on Chinese servers. It analyzes the chats, like upload files, names, and topics. Also, different to other AIs, it analyzes the frequency of typing. Recently, there were many safety issues. Millions of data was publicly available. It was about the end of January. In conclusion, you can say that the safety of this AI is still unknown. Many experts say it could be dangerous, but also it has a strong censorship. It favors the Chinese government, and it could get dangerous when more people use this AI for research, because you can separate fake and real information. Yet the official claim to be separate from the government, and right now we don't know if more censorship will be added in the future.
And Daniel, you said something about censorship. How bad is it really?
Yeah, so for example, DeepSeek denies the Chinese Tiananmen massacre and also claims that Taiwan is not an independent state. It is a region of China.
I honestly think that this is a very difficult part, like in the usage of AI, that like a government interacts and does censorship because it controls the AI. And because AI is very important for us all, it will have a major role in the next technology era.
Well, I think even though they claim they are independent from the Chinese government, I think DeepSeek is only a tool they use in order to spread misinformation.
All right. It was very interesting hearing all of your opinions on this topic. A big thanks to our three guests for being here today with us. Now, this was today's episode of the podcast, Your Daily Technology Flush. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode, and if you have any more questions, feel free to comment them down below.